This is Dr. indicating follow-up progress note, patient name, Gentry, G-E-N-T-R-Y, Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, date of birth 1/7/1924, place which occurred, Charles Village. Patient seen today for follow-up, her mental and physical evaluation. Patient was recently hospitalized to MedStar Hospital because she has a change in mental status. Patient has a known history of CHF, atrial fibrillation, AV block, status post pacemaker placement, gout, major depressive disorder, diabetes mellitus. She was admitted to the hospital with a toxic metabolic encephalopathy. She was managed. She was noted to have sepsis of unknown origin and leukocytosis. Patient was seen by infectious disease. While in the hospital over there, hypokalemia that was managed, she had a CKD. She has a wound in the left heel and a chronic ambulatory dysfunction. The patient was managed in the hospital. After stabilization, she was sent to the nursing rehab. While in the rehab, patient has been not doing well. She's very confused, disoriented, and her appetite is variable. When I saw the patient that did my interview, she keeps saying, I don't know, she was not able to communicate properly. She's confused and disoriented. On examination, she is awake, lying on the bed, confused, disoriented, blood pressure.
Yes, ma'am.
110 over 68, pulse 70, temperature 98.7, Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Neck supple, majority chest, non-tender lungs, no wheezing, no rail, heart SMS, two abdominal soft, non-tender box, no positive, extremities, no edema. Neuro patients are confused and disoriented and forgetful, not answering any question properly. Medications reviewed, lab reviewed by me, and also discharge summary from the hospital reviewed. Assessment patient has advanced dementia. Next line. Recently treated for sepsis. Next line. Left heel wound, local skin care being done. Next line, history of AFib. Next line, hypertension. Next line, gouty arthritis. Next line, history of COVID infection with recovery. Next line, plan of care. Next line, will continue her routine medication. At this point, overall patient condition is guarded. And patient is DNR, DNI. I reviewed the hospital discharge summary. And also because of her dementia, overall with multiple medical problems, doing CPR, mechanical ventilation, any life-sustaining procedure, hemodialysis, G2 feeding will be ineffective. It will rather prolong the suffering for this patient than help. In the meantime, we'll continue all her current care. I have signed the new MOST form and certification of ineffective medical treatment, and also discuss with the social work this end of education. Thank you.